Lesson 3.1, page 22, exercises 1B and 1C. Host.
Welcome to Bookends. It's Saturday morning when we discuss my choice of the week. Today, it's Susan Cain's book titled Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking, as well as ideas on her website called Quiet Revolution. Cain, whose work explores the character of introverts, feels that American society often prefers extroverts. Her goal is to show that there is power in quiet. She says, "I prefer listening to talking, reading to socializing, and cozy chats to group settings. I like to think before I speak, softly." She feels you don't have to be an extrovert to be heard. We often talk about extroverts and introverts, but what do we really mean by these words? An extrovert is someone who easily attracts attention, enjoys the company of others, and can be the life of the party. Some think that extroverts like to show off, whereas an introvert is someone who is reserved, may find it difficult to speak up and express opinions, and often feels left out in social situations. These are the two stereotypes accepted by most people, but there's a third personality type, which Quiet Revolution explores, an ambivert. This is a person who sometimes needs quiet and gets energy from it, and at other times works best interacting with people. I'd never heard of an ambivert before, but immediately realized I am one, which means part of me is an introvert. And suddenly, the book got a whole lot more interesting. Now, let's look at Cain's view on...